are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread designed to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Tip Tule Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. We can tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Listen, there's one lake. There's one heaven-sent parcel of land. It is not going to last. Your time is running out on this deal. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominiums, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. By the way, the people behind Lakeside Lodge, Leighton Cubbage, everybody involved in it, these are all big timers of the Clemson community, the Bostic brothers. I mean, these are the people behind it. Taj Boyd, Steve, these guys are the fiber of the Clemson community. That's who's brought you Lakeside Lodge. That's why it is a place for Clemson Nation to gather. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy 50 yards, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassle and upkeep of owning a home. Condo owners even have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions and you still use part. So you can rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. And Taj will be with me next Wednesday. Is that right, Ramona?
That is correct.
Yeah. All right. So, by all means, go see Taj. Get in now, and you will thank me later. Texter says, love the show, Walt. Your road rage guarantee and picks have been spot on every year, and I appreciate them. But this year has gotten off to a rough start. It has. I'll correct that this week. We're going back to basics. I mean, it's one thing for me to give out 10 games when everything is going well, but we're going back to 3 or 4 guarantees this week, and I can't promise it, but I doubt we'll lose another week the rest of the year. You know, we've gone through whole seasons where we where we had one single losing week, and generally it's the first week. This year, I mean, there have been some things that went against me in a few of those picks. That's the way it goes. Sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against you, and it's taken me a little longer to figure out some of these teams this year than it normally does. But stick around. We'll get that taken care of this week. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, as far as Tech is concerned and what they offer, you know, the offensive line is pretty good. It's a little undersized. And it's a little banged up. And that's a bit of a problem for him. Taquan Marshall is obviously the key. He's got to, against Clemson, this is a know your opponent segment. Against Clemson, he's got to be able to complete some throws. You know, the funny part about him is he actually almost seems more accurate downfield than he does on the short throws. I think the short throws, he gets nervous. He doesn't set his feet. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Texas says you have. You're the man. Not a bad comment. Exactly right. You are exactly right as well. Me a couple. I'll get it turned around. You know, when you look at them, if Marshall's not healthy, then he has no chance to run that offense. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, last week, 5 hours of toe treatment a day, and I just thought right from the beginning he didn't look like he should be out there. I had flashbacks to Clemson-Syracuse last year. That's how it looked. And if he's not 100% healthy, then he shouldn't be out there at all. It's one thing for him not to be 100% healthy against Pittsburgh and that crap fest defense. It's another thing for him not to be 100% healthy against Clemson. I mean, your chances aren't good if he is 100% healthy. You can't have him less than that. If he is, then you should just go to Oliver. And it's clear that Johnson doesn't think Oliver can throw a forward pass at all. But he's a much stronger runner. And he's a bigger guy. And quite honestly, I thought they looked better against South Florida when they were mainly going with quarterback runs. But I think that's a question. Is is Taquan Marshall healthier than he was last week? I mean, he went in with a bad toe and he carried it 20-some times. It's almost hard for me to imagine that he would be healthier. And obviously, there's no Kervante Benson anymore either. So you're down to Mason and Howard as your B-backs. So there's that. Tex says, regardless of who plays quarterback for Tech Saturday, I don't think they'll have time to throw it. No, there's not going to be a lot of time to throw it. No, there's not going to be a lot of time to throw it. I think that's 100% right. Their only chance is to try and trick or confuse a young secondary and try and hit a couple of big plays in the passing game. Their wide receivers right now, Camp and Stewart, I think Camp has some potential, but he's not a burner. And Stewart, I think Stewart's like one of the most disappointing players maybe at Georgia Tech in a decade. Stewart came in with some high expectations based on some highlight reel catches he made in All-Star games and the belief that he had, these incredible hands. Georgia Tech has used his hands as a punt returner where he doesn't seem to drop balls. But as a receiver, I'm sorry, the guy just drops pass after pass. I mean, he doesn't get thrown to very often. But when he does, I mean, his alleged gift is supposed to be his hands. But there's no evidence of it when he's in at receiver. I don't know. Maybe it's the shock of not being thrown to very often. That hasn't bothered past Georgia Tech receivers. So I'm not sure there. You know, in terms of the existing B-backs, I think Mason and Howard are both talents. Neither is as explosive in a straight line as Kervante Benson was. Benson was just low center of gravity, short, stout, thick guy, was hard to bring down. He rushed for 127 yards against Clemson last year. They've got to get production out of that B-back spot, and it'll be interesting to see, can Mason and Howard, two guys who run more vertically, give them that? I don't understand how Howard got in Johnson's doghouse because I thought at times Howard looked better than Benson last year. We'll see what those two guys give. I think the other question is their A-backs, where Clinton Lynch was a guy that I think they had high expectations for because he's finally healthy after averaging 12 yards a carry or whatever it was 2 years ago. He may be healthy, but he's like a non-factor. I'm not sure what his deal is. He's the most reliable of those A-backs is Kay Searcy. Searcy is the guy who beat Georgia in the game in Athens a couple of years ago with his late impromptu run. And he looks skinny, but he's a tough kid. He's explosive. He's more explosive than you think. He has change of direction ability, and he's a tough kid. Probably one of their better blockers. But his issue has been ball security. He's fumbled twice in these games, and both of them have been instrumental in losses. So that's where they are. Defensively, I think they're still trying to figure things out. I think they're still trying to figure things out. You know, it's a new system. There are some pieces. The secondary is young. And I don't think they're totally cohesive yet. And they're still making some personnel changes on a week-by-week basis as they try and figure out where these parts best fit, and how they want to use their personnel defensively. But all told, it looks improved, at least statistically, from where they've been. Obviously, Clemson's going to be a different type of test for them, But that's where they are. And their special teams have not been good. That's another part of it. Their punter is potentially all world. He has a big leg, and he can change field position in a hurry. But the kicking game has been a problem. They don't have confidence in their field goal game, and the kickoff depth has been a problem. It was certainly a problem against South Florida when they elected to kick it to a 10-2 sprinter two times in a row. Honestly, if I were them, rather than that, I'd just kick it out of bounds. I'm never letting a 10-2 sprinter beat me twice. He may beat me once. I don't care who I have on coverage units. I'm not letting him touch it. If a guy has 10-2 speed and he goes 100 yards on me once, I am not freaking kicking it to him again. I don't care. I don't care. He's already proven it to me. He's already proven to me in the one return that he's better than my return unit. So I'm not kicking it to him again. I'd rather kick it right out of bounds. At the very least, pop it up, squib it down the field, something. Now, you know, are they going to face that threat in the return game every week? Maybe not. But look, their kicking game is still suspect. So if it comes down to that, that could be an issue. And kickoff depth for them has certainly been an issue thus far. All right, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, cars cost less and Travelers Rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's a fact. That's George Coleman Ford. This is who they are. It's what they've done for 90 years. For 90 years. I mean, it's who they are. You go read the reviews and people talk about how well they were treated. You know, I've read all those reviews, Ramona. They're all 5 stars. I've read many of them. But the one that still sticks out to me is the traveler. The guy was 240 miles from home and who was stuck in the area. His car broke down and he didn't know what to do. He called George Coleman Ford and they got him right in, fixed his vehicle in 20 minutes, got him back on the road. And he wrote this glowing review about he was astonished that people he didn't know from an area that he wasn't familiar with would have treated him in the way that George Coleman Ford did. See, there's the real secret. You know, I can tell you about the steal. I can tell you about the deals. The deals are unbelievable. I mean, when I was up there last week, they had incredible discounts on vehicles. Some of those expired on the 4th, or a couple weeks ago. Some of those expired on the 4th. But what astonished me was they had these incredible discounts with 0% financing for 60 months. So there's that. There's that. I mean, this is who George Coleman Ford is. Go and see him. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. You will thank me later. Ted says they very well may only kick it off to Clemson once anyway. We'll see. I think they'll score some points. I think offensively, they're pretty good, but it depends on Marshall and his health and how they play that. I mean, and again, I don't have the foggiest idea. It seems counterintuitive to me that a guy who had a bad toe that required 5 hours of treatment a day a week ago is going to carry the ball 20 some times in a game and be better the next week. Tess said, I just read where Dan Wolken of USA Today said Clemson was overrated and they give them too much credit for how they play football. Well, I mean, if Dan Wolken says it must be true. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, who cares what Dan Wolken thinks? I mean, honestly, it was like Colin Cowherd a couple years ago when he said Clemson was a fraud. Oh, that's the year they went on to win the national title. There's nothing worse for somebody in my business than describing a team as a fraud. A fraud's a big word. It's a word I used about Florida State. You know, if you call somebody a fraud, they better prove to be a fraud. I called Miami a fraud last year, said they'd lose their last 3 games, and they did. This guy called Clemson a fraud. They went on to win the national title.
Yeah, kind of a little bit
damaging. Yeah, it's a little damaging to your credibility. Little damaging to your credibility. Not a plus. It's not the scheme, Texter. It's the players. It's having those two defensive tackles. It's the players. You want to get in 654-7627. When we get back, we'll take a look at the Carolina Alliance Bank Go Pick'em games for the week, and you can get in with your opinions on them as well. I think it's an incredibly difficult slate of games to pick.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Welcome to Moe's! You've hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's 1, 2, 3 times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get 3 rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
SUVs cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Explorer 4-door V6, just $25,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any document fees. SUVs do cost less and travelers rest. 4 generations, doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $5,500 in factory rebates. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Price does not include sales tax.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Yeah.
Walt of Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, Texas. I'm a Clemson fan, but why do we Clemson fans still think we're just going to roll every team? Yeah, we're more talented, but still working things out. Yeah, look, I think that's right. I think Clemson is still in the process of figuring out who they are offensively, and part of it is playing two quarterbacks. I mean, there's no question about that. Another texter says, in response to what Dan Wolkin said, texter 430 says, Clemson's overrated for sure. They're top 10, but not top 3. No, they are. Clemson's a playoff team. I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm not sure how or why you would say they're overrated. I just can't imagine what you're basing that on. They're going to have four defensive linemen drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. What part of that's overrated? I mean, come on, man. You got to be better than that. I'm sorry. You just do. We got to be better than that. They're going to have four defensive linemen. There's a chance they have four defensive linemen taken in round one of the NFL draft. At the very least, the first couple rounds, depending on how the draft goes. So what part of that would make you say they're overrated? They're 4- and 5-star players everywhere. Everywhere. They have a quarterback who took them to the playoffs, and the guy who comes in after him, maybe the highest rated freshman quarterback ever. I mean, you know, there are all sorts of 5-star talents at receiver. I mean, I'm just not sure why you would say they're overrated. They're not playing their best right now, but you know what? The playoff isn't today. The playoff actually comes at the end of the year, and the goal is to be your best then. That's the goal. So, I mean, if you're looking at them now and saying, well, they're not playing like a... Here's what I'd buy. I'd buy if you told me they're not playing like a top three team right now. I'd buy that. If you want to say that, that's different than saying they're overrated for sure. Because they're not overrated at all. They're a hyper-talented team that, you know, here's the other part of it. The truth be told, they've used two games just to play people. The only real game they've played was the A&M game. The other two games, they're just basically messing around. They're not Clemson's not out there trying to beat Georgia Southern 70-0. They're not out there trying to put an 80 spot on Furman like some programs would be. They're out there trying to figure out who they are and get everybody playing time and with a mind's eye on a target that is the playoff. So there's that. Texas said, can Virginia beat Louisville at home? I definitely think so. You know, Virginia's giving up like 6 yards a play. Can they beat Louisville at home? Yeah. Can they lose to Louisville at home? Yeah. I mean, I don't think either one of those teams is very good. So there's, you know, that game is one of these who knows type of games. You know, in response to my comment about Georgia Tech receiver Brad Stewart and not being able to catch, which is what he's supposed to be able to do, Craig writes, a fast receiver with no hands. All Jet fans know the ultimate one, Johnny Lamb Jones. Yeah, Johnny Lamb Jones was a world-class sprinter who could not catch at all. But just so we're clear, Brad Stewart's not a world-class sprinter. He's a slow guy who can't catch. All right? So we're clear. Brad Stewart is not fast, all right? He is not fast at all. Speed, not his strength. And apparently catching the ball, not his strength either. He never drops a punt return. And now this week he'll drop two.
What's he good at?
Catching punts. He's not particularly good at returning them either. Look, he's a guy who was supposed to be an answer in the Georgia Tech receiving corps. He has not been an answer. He has not been an answer. Again, he doesn't have the ball thrown to him a ton, but when he does, he has to catch it. And that's what he doesn't do. You know, there was a ball that I'm thinking it was the Pitt game. It was a post, as I recollect. And Marshall put the ball right where it had to be. It's a touchdown. It's got to be a catch. It's got to be a touchdown. He dropped it. I mean, he had to extend a little. I'm sorry. You know, you've got to catch that ball. Weston Greville says, what? Clemson only has a bunch of Friday night stars? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't look at Clemson's talent and say, oh, they're not a top three team. They're a top 10 team. I mean, it's just silliness. I mean, you can look at how they're playing and say they're not playing like a top three team. But again, they don't have to be right now.
the goal is to be playing like a top three team at the end and not to to get upset along the way. And that's what Clemson's trying to do. Clemson's building for the end of the season. They're building for another run. Texas says, I'm confused as hell on UVA versus Louisville and Wisconsin versus Iowa. Hey, you're not alone, Texter, because I'm confused on those games myself. I've looked at those games I don't know how many times, and I'm not sure. All right, Ramona, before we get going, let me tell people about Robinhood, and then we'll get to the slate of games. You know, how many people, Ramona, how many young people have written us on the text line since we started Robinhood and say they've been doing it a couple of years, they just love it? You know, we're getting that from everybody. It's just a great way. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. Robinhood strives to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. It's a totally non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive. It's a clear design with data presented in a really easy-to-digest way. So, you know, you're going to have props. They're going to provide you with data upon which to make your decisions, but you're in charge. You're going to make the calls. And as a result, you know, it's just, it's a freedom to explore on your own in a way that isn't a typical. Look, if you're a newcomer to the stock market, you are not going to feel comfortable with calling a broker. You don't know whether you're calling a guy who's looking out for your interests, whether he's looking out for his own interests. That is completely intimidating. Here you're on your own with the tools that Robinhood provides. And as a result, there's no cost. This is what I love most. No cost, no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all your profits. It's easy to use. Look, if I can understand it, I'm a techno idiot. If I can understand it, then anybody does. Easy to understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. Robinhood's web platform will let you view stock collections like, you know, the 100 most popular or sectors like entertainment and social media, curated categories like female CEOs, analyst ratings for buy, hold, sell for every stock. And here's the best part of all. Robinhood is giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at waltd.robinhood.com. That's waltd.robinhood.com. Do it today. waltd.robinhood.com. You'll thank me later. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at the games. Have you picked your games yet?
No, I have not. Okay. I do that tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, she has a technique to it now.
Oh, you think I have like a superstition now?
Chris from Captured, by the way, writes, our friend Chris writes, what's the catch? Well, I use two big brokers. I'm interested. There is no catch, Chris. There is no catch. No catch at all. None with Robinhood. They provide you, you know, props, data, etc. You make all the calls, and there are no fees. No fees at all. No catch. All good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the games for the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest for this week are Washington State at USC, which is a Friday game.
Yeah. Do you have a lean in that one?
No, I haven't even looked at them. I still have to go to Vegas and all that.
You know, poor John, his quarterback, Gardner Minshew, who really wasn't very good at East Carolina, is now lighting it up in Mike Leach's offense.
Oh, he lost a player and then the player's doing better.
Mike Leach can take any scrub quarterback off the street. You know, it's funny. I heard something the other day. I don't remember where it was. It was a national show of some sort, maybe it was satellite radio, I don't know. They were talking about the history of quarterbacks from air raid offenses and run and shoot offenses and how, you know, they've all failed at the pro level and none of them have been a success. And I was listening to this guy and I don't even know who it was. I think it was an ex-player. And I was thinking to myself, you have no idea what you're talking about. None. You have it all backwards. You know, the truth is that Mike Leach takes your neighbor and makes him a 5,000-yard passer. That's the truth. your neighbor is then not good enough to go make it at the pro level. It's not an issue of, well, it doesn't translate because the pro game now looks a lot like Leach's offense. They're spreading people out all over the field. That's what they're doing. It's not that the quarterbacks can't translate from a run and shoot air raid offense. It's that Leach can take any scrub and make him a 5,000-yard passer. Well, once his time with a guy like Leach is done, guess what? He's still a scrub. Leach doesn't need Trevor Lawrence. He doesn't need, you know, Tua Tagovailoa. Leach can take some cast-off named Gardner Minshew and turn him into a guy who goes 45 of 55 and for 500 yards. Texas says Mike Leach could turn Nathan Peterman into an MVP. Exactly. That's what he does. So it's not that the guys who play in these systems can't translate. It's that Leach is not going to get these hyper-talented five-star guys. He's just going to take some guy off the street or some cast-off from somewhere else. He's going to turn him into a 5,000-yard quarterback. And then idiots are going to say, oh, you know what? We should draft him. No, because you didn't understand the material to begin with. You didn't understand the material to begin with. None of those guys are NFL talents. You should have seen that. You should have seen that they were system quarterbacks and that Leach is what was making them great. So basically, the entire way it was framed was erroneous. Has nothing to do with that. You have it totally backwards. You have it totally backwards. It's that these guys aren't any good. That's the deal. They're not any good. And Leach, I mean, Gardner Minshew is an East Carolina cast-off. He was serviceable at best there. That guy last week, he went like 44 of 55 for like 500 yards. Okay, here's a newsflash for you people who are following the NFL. He's not an NFL talent, right? When Gardner Minshew goes on to throw for 5,000 yards this year, and at the end of the year, some of you idiots out there who analyze players are talking about, oh, you know, Gardner Minshew could be a second-round draft pick. No! He has no NFL talent whatsoever. None. Who he is he's the guy at East Carolina. It's Leach, dummy. It's like these idiots who looked at Luke Falk and said, oh, you know, he's a round one draft pick because he's putting up all these numbers. No. Texas says, imagine what he could do with a talent like Trevor Lawrence. Exactly. If Leach ever actually, trust me on this, if you ever actually had a guy who was a hyper-talented guy who went to play for Leach, not only would he pass for 7,500 yards a year or maybe 10,000 yards a year, but he'd go right at the top of round one and he'd go on to be a great pro. You look at the cast of characters that Leach has had at quarterback and not a single one of them had an NFL trait. Not a single one of them, not Cumbie, not Kingsbury, none of them, not a single one of those guys in Leach's entire career had NFL traits. And so you have it twisted. Knowles fan, I'm good to hear from Knowles fan. You'll be up first as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One protects us here at the station. They'll protect your families. That's who they are. Listen, when we had a Tigers for Tatas campaign, they matched every dollar. They wrote a big check. All right, what does that mean to you? Well, it means that they're really good-hearted people, and they're the kind of people that you'd like to do business with in your community or making your community better if they live up to all of your business needs, if they live up to all of your personal needs. And here's the good news for you. The best news is that they do. Across the board, tip of the spear in technology, total customization. They come in. You'll know instantly you're in the hands of the expert. They evaluate your situation. They speak to you about how to best fit your security needs. And then fastest response time in the industry. Okay, now they're the ones. Now they're the ones you want to deal. So here's what you do. You call them up, 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. Protect the people who matter most in this world to you. Waltip to the road rage. Quick break. Knowles fan, you're up as soon as we get back. Texas is kind of like Timmy Chang. Right. These guys who are not NFL talents who wind up putting up enormous numbers in offenses that are designed to do that. And then some dummy says, oh, you know, you can't have any quarterback out of that offense because they don't go on to be good pros. No, you just don't understand the material. Knowles fan, you'll be up as soon as we get back.
Hey, Tiger fans, your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get 3 rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Variety and others are saying that Maroon 5 is going to perform at the Super Bowl held in Atlanta. This guy writes, Maroon 5 performing at a Super Bowl held in Atlanta as punishment for the Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead with less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Yeah, people are not happy. They're saying, you know, Home of Outkast, Future, Ludacris, Usher, etc. And Maroon 5 plays the Super Bowl. People not happy about that at all. I get it, too. I'm not happy either. Where did... A texter asked me about Watering Hole. Where is it? Watering Hole and a conversation about coaching staffs, and now I don't see it. See if you find that conversation, that text from. Let me go to the Northland Communication phone lines, though, and get Knowles fan in here. Knowles fan, how are you, Knowles fan? Or do I already know?
Whoa, hey. only 9 more games of the football season. We're counting down already.
That's right. hey, Knowles fan, you never thought you'd be a basketball school.
Hey, basketball season's coming up, Walt. Right. We're looking really good this
That's
year.
Right.
I'm excited for it.
Exactly.
Florida the worst State thing, I never thought school. I'd get blown out by a basketball school, Walt. That's the biggest thing. God bless America.
That's too funny.
Again, I will say again, Walt Deptula said at the end of the beginning of the year, before the summer even started, Florida State will not be good this year. They can't block anybody. And Walt Deptula was right.
Well, I appreciate it.
I have to give you credit again, Walt, man. I have to give you credit. We've called each other for a few years now, and we've went back and forth. I've been right a time or two. You've been right a time or two. But I got to give props where props is due. You called this one straight up, Walt, and boy, we are bad this year. We are bad.
Yeah, it's as bad a Florida State team as I've seen. And I think you have concerns on both sides of the football, but it all starts with that offensive line because, you know, and I know you have some injuries there. I get it, but that line just can't block anybody. And if you can't block anybody, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have Jim Brown back there. I mean, you just DeAndre Francois, Cam Akers, those guys just don't matter. It's like they're not even on the roster because if you can't block anybody up front, I mean, you can't even slow people down. I mean, you're not even getting back to the line of scrimmage.
No, and all the people say, oh, Cam Akers is overrated.
Oh, no, he's not.
Stuff. I'm like, are y'all freaking kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, no, he's
I
not.
Said, the boy's getting touched when he's getting the ball. I said, DeAndre Francois is touching him and the defensive lineman at the same time. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He can't get anything going. But not Walt. I'm trying to. I guess I'm going to move to the desert instead of the forest because it's getting really bad. So we need to get further out because the forest ain't working anymore, Walt. But
hey, I have a bit of good news for you. In the extreme
short term. Everly's not playing this weekend.
No, in the extreme short term. Here's the bit of good news. You play a Northern Illinois team this weekend who's producing 241 yards of offense a game. There are 129 teams in at the FBS level. That's number 129.
I guess they scheduled us right in time to get going this weekend, then.
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm sorry. Well, after Syracuse last week, man, I'm sorry. I don't have too much faith. Now, our defense played tough the first half of the year. I mean, you can only stop people so many times before you get a little frustrated with the offense not scoring any points. I don't count that 7 points at the end of the game. I saw Syracuse shut out Florida State, what I watched.
That's right.
And it was just horrible.
Yeah,
it was horrible, Walt. Nothing was working. I mean, nothing. I mean, and I need you to give me some positive for this year. I need something to go on. I mean, if it's our band's good or something, Walt, I need something to go on.
Yeah, well, I guess your band is good, so there's that. And, you know, other than that, I mean, I really think you're like a 2-10 team. I really do. I think you may beat Northern Illinois. I'm just not sure you beat anybody else the rest of the year. I think it's going to be. I think this is going to be a really difficult time for Florida State fans, and it's not going to magically get better next year either. It'll get slightly better next year, but you're talking about several years to get Florida State back where they were, and people are going to have to be really patient with Willie Taggart, as I've said, and they're not going to be. And so that's another issue on the horizon. In fact, forget the horizon.
That's
it's like you say, you already have people who you already have people who want to get rid of Taggart who are exploring his buyout. You have people like you say who are saying Cam Akers sucks and he's overrated. You 30 of 60 plays you ran against Syracuse didn't get past the line of scrimmage. This has nothing to do with Cam Akers. Nothing. Cam Akers is a top flight back, could play for anybody in America. Well, except for you.
Well, what do you do next year, Walt? Because right now, I looked at the recruiting classes. We got two O-linemen on there. One guy's pretty good guy, four-star guy, Deontay Lucas. He seems like he's pretty solid on the Noles and seems to be a pretty good talent. But do you chase after some JUCO guys and try to get something?
Well, I think
you
do.
You know you don't have anything coming in.
Yeah, I think you do.
I would supplement
your recruiting up front with JUCO players on that offensive line. I mean, you're Florida State. You should be able to choose from amongst any JUCOs you want.
Yeah, I agree 100%. With today's society, now I want Willie Taggart to be there for at least 4 years. I think he needs at least 4 years to get his system going and get his players in there. But with today's society and show me now, do you think Willie Taggart makes it 4 years? And I'll take your comments off air on that. Go Noles, and it's going to be a long year, Walt.
Thank you, Noles fan. I'm sorry. I just saw a text come up from Rona that said, the band sucks. They don't get any practice. No TDs. That's funny.
That's
hysterical.
Mean.
The band sucks. They don't get any practice. No touchdowns. I hadn't really considered that. Another text that says, now I know why Jimbo left in a hurry. If you'd stuck around for another couple years, that's it. That's it, exactly.
He wouldn't have had a job to go to. Nobody would have won.
Nobody would have hired him. Exactly. That's why he ran. He ran from what he created. That's what happened. That's the guy you have, A&M.
After getting back and evaluating the film and things from the last game, I'm very proud of our team in regard. First of all, you got a victory. But more importantly, we played very physical in the game. We gave great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up. A lot of little things on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, have great attention to them and all those things. Sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you. I mean, just because you got by in one game don't mean you have to fix them. And those become problems when they really don't need to become problems. You have to clean them up, evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent an advantage. And there's a lot of those things at least we need to do in the game. But again, I thought we were physical. I thought we ran the football. I thought we stopped the run, which is very critical. Threw the ball with a lot of efficiency on third down, and even in the red zone third down, which I think is a very, very big area that sometimes we get underlooked. I mean, we say it was red zone. Was it third down, red zone conversions? Those are huge. It really changed things. Defense,
it's like listening to Packer Backer. You know, and the best part is, I mean, the best part of all that, they'll bite you when they bite you.
But
the best part of it is he uses in that clip, this is golden. He uses every cliche, every sports cliche, every cliche that mankind has ever come up with. He uses it all in one clip. It's just it's a thing of beauty. It's an absolute classic. You know, Ramona, people are still asking us to play the Packer Backer call. And we still haven't done it. People are still asking me. I had multiple people yesterday who asked me to do it.
It's right here.
But you know, it's astonishing because this is, again, when people talk about Jimbo Fisher, this is his team. His team is the one Willie Taggart is coaching. That's his team. That's what he ran from. He knew when Boston College beat them by 30 last year that it was over. He knew that. He knew that. You know, again, people made excuses. They said, well, you know, they quit on him. It's just the end of a bad season. Nope. It's just that they sucked. You know, Tiger Rob wants to know, Ramona, who's worse, FSU or Rutgers? Well, Tiger Rob, here's the good news for you.
Oh.
I will reveal the answer to that very question later on today's show when we get to the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10.
Yeah.
All those truths will be revealed for you. So stick around. All right, Ramona. The game one is Washington State at Southern Cal.
Yes.
And do you have any early thoughts on this?
No, game? I don't have any thoughts. I haven't started having thoughts. Yeah, I haven't started having thoughts.
I want that on tape. I haven't started having thoughts.
Well,
that's one of my favorite Ramona lines ever. I haven't started having thoughts. Well, we need you to have them because the world is awaiting your picks, Ramona. You know, I have some thoughts on it, but none of them are good. I think that Washington State has something going offensively now. Their defense has been surprisingly good thus far, but they haven't played anybody with a pulse. They can't run the ball at all. The last few years they've been better at running the football. Right now they're not running the ball at all. On the other hand, Southern California is a mess. Their offensive line's not very good. You're starting a freshman quarterback. At the very least, they'll be at home. How much of a home field advantage they have at this point, you know, people want Clay Helton gone. He's another guy they're already after. That may be people around the rest of the country. I'm not sure anybody out there cares enough to fire anybody. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, I didn't think this was going to be a good year for Southern Cal. Obviously, it hasn't started out well. So we'll see. I mean, that's a game I could see going either way. I just don't have a strong feel for it right now. I keep getting this text, Ramona, from Tickle Tiger. Do you see the whole text about a coaching conversation that they had around the watering hole? It's cut off, and I see. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not seeing the rest of it. I'm not seeing the rest of it. I see the start of it, but that's all I see. Do you see the rest of it about a conversation they had about around the watering hole?
I don't know what part you don't see. I can read the whole thing.
Well, read the whole thing because I'm not seeing the whole text.
Okay, it says, Walt, I heard a discussion at the watering hole looking at staff's entirety in college football. Who's the best? People were tossing Dabo under the bus for having a lot of unproven coaches. I know Streeter, Hall, Bates, Kahn, all unproven. I blew them up with Jacksonville State under Bates, Conn High, school acumen, Streeter, OC at, I don't know where he was. He's got Richmond, it's spelled funny, and former quarterback Hall.
I think,
played in the NFL for 8 years.
I think the Clemson coaching staff is elite across the board. I think that the Dabo Sweeney tree is really going to grow dramatically in the next few years. There are a bunch of guys on this staff who are going to go on to be head coaches. Both co-offensive coordinators will go on to be head coaches. Brent Venables will become a head coach at some point. Brandon Streeter is going to become a head coach at some point. So it's an elite staff. It's a young staff. They're really sharp. I can't imagine anybody questioning the staff. I mean, I think it's a truly elite staff. I think you'd be hard pressed to beat this staff from top to bottom. I think Alabama has a quality coaching staff, but you know Alabama's had a lot of coaching staff turnover, and Clemson for the most part has been able to avoid a lot of that. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. Are WCCP Clemson Greenville 105.5 The Roar.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14 karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.